The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "The beauty of the world hath made me sad, this beauty that will pass, things bright and green, things young and happy, and I have gone upon my way, sorrowful." The Irish poet and patriot Padraig Pearse, born in Dublin, 1879. He was an academic and a writer, but best known to us as the leader of the Easter Uprising of 1916, the failed Irish rebellion against Great Britain. Padraig Pearse, who began studying Gaelic at the age of 12, joined the Gaelic League, an organization dedicated to the revival of Irish language and culture. Believed that the Gaelic language was a fundamental part of Irish identity, set out to establish bilingual schools in Ireland. And gradually, he became convinced that Irish independence could be obtained only by revolt. He was recruited into the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and because he was so eloquent, he was chosen as their spokesman. Helped to organize the Easter Rebellion, 1916 in Dublin, and from the steps of the General Post Office, which the rebels had taken over, it was Padraig Pearse who proclaimed, "We declare the rights of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies." He was declared the provisional president of the Provisional Ireland. The rebels, however, didn't have a chance militarily of winning. British troops were much too powerful. 6 days later, Padraig Pearse delivered a speech of surrender. He was captured by the British, imprisoned, and a week later, at the age of 36, he was executed by a firing squad. And it's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing," though he wrote it in German. That was Martin Luther, born in Eisleben in Saxony in 1483. He was not only one of the leaders of the Reformation, Martin Luther, he was also a very productive writer. After he posted his 95 Theses and had to go into exile from the church, he completed the first translation of the Bible into German. He wrote theology, hymns, poetry, liturgies, sermons, commentaries, translations, and polemics, and toward the end of his life began to regret how many books he had written. He said, "The multitude of books is a great evil. There is no limit to this fever for writing." And today, most of Luther's writings are read only by theologians. Here's a poem for today, a poem by John Barryman. This is number 3 from his 11 Addresses to the Lord. "Soul watchman of the flying stars, guard me against my flicker of impulse, lust. Teach me to see them as sisters and daughters. Sustain my grand endeavors, husbandship and crafting. Forsake me not when my wild hours come. Grant me sleep nightly, grace soften my dreams. Achieve in me patience till the thing be done, a careful view of my achievement come. Make me from time to time the gift of the shoulder, when all hurt nerves whine, shut away the whiskey. Empty my heart toward thee. Let me pace without fear the common path of death. Cross am I sometimes with my little daughter, fill her eyes with tears. Forgive me, Lord, unite my various soul, soul watchman of the wide and single stars." poem by John Barrowman from his 11 Addresses to the Lord, from the Collected Poems 1937 to 1971, published by the Noonday Press, Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.